Hello, my name is Lucy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon and would like to ask you some questions. If you qualify to participate in our 2-hour study, you will be able, well, eligible, to receive a $200 incentive. So are you registered to vote in Oregon?
Are you a computer or are you a real person?
I am a real person. I'm not a computer.
Okay. Yes, I am registered to vote.
All right. Thank you. So you are registered. Perfect. So do you or does any members of your immediate family work in like the news media or in marketing research? I'm sorry?
No. Thank God.
All right. All right, thank you.
It's all fake.
Okay. So do you or does any member of your immediate family work for any political organizations or an elected official?
No.
All right, thank you. So just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Who are you with? Let me hang up and call you back.
Oh, I'm not sure you can call us back, but we can call you back. Are you busy right now so that we know like when to call you back?
Okay, so who do you work for again?
Oregon? Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm Percy.
So this is a legit company? So what are you trying to see, if I'm a Trump person or a fake Biden person?
Oh, no, not at all. So I'm truly the survey. It is political, but we just focus on, like, more like in the general things. We don't, like, let's say, shame some people. We just generally just want people's opinions about certain topics happening as of right now. For example, for these ones, we ask some specific questions of like, are you going to vote for like Trump? Are you going to vote for Biden? But we don't really truly specify like, oh, why are you voting for them? It's just, we just want to know.
So let me see here. So if I say I'm voting for Trump, you guys going to come and kill me like they killed my husband in the hospital with remdesivir because he got sick and he wasn't vaccinated?
Oh.
So that's my political opinion right now, okay?
Well,
my husband was murdered. Probably the wrong person to call. My husband, 51 years old, was murdered in the hospital because of our politics, because Kate Brown wouldn't allow anybody in to see him, and they murdered him with remdesivir.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But
yes.
No, not at all. I mean,
So, to me, I'm going to be honest with you, it's all fake. It doesn't matter who we vote for. It's all planned. They put whoever they want to in there. Joe Biden was not elected. That's not even Joe Biden. That's a puppet to ruin America. And if people can't see that, it's really sad right now what's going on, that all this money has gone to all these other countries because they are absolutely downing America. So I don't know what you want out of it. Like, you just want to find out who's voting for Trump and not because you probably hate him, right?
I mean,
Trust me, after everything that's gone on, I've realized they're all bad. They're all in this together. It's all an agenda to ruin America, 100%. And if people can't see that, they need to pick up their Bible and read it because it's coming down to the last days with this, because these people aren't going to get away with it. And I did support Trump. Until pretty much I started seeing him pushing the vaccine, which has killed many people. And he also pushed remdesivir, which killed my husband. And he signed, what's called the CARES Act, which, allowed hospitals to basically kill people and get away with it. Our story is horrific. As I stand here in my kitchen that my husband built, he was 51 years old, and if he hadn't gone to the hospital, he'd be alive today because of our government's mandates with quote-unquote COVID, which didn't even exist. It even says it on his medical records. There was no test for it. My husband had pneumonia from working outside in the there was a fire that most likely they started that made him sick, plus all the 5G towers going up, and you can think I'm crazy, but it's not. This is that's full on radiation, so much radiation. Anyway, he was sick, and I'm a natural person, and after some days of Himalaya fever, I thought, okay, we need to go to the hospital because this is pneumonia. August 13th. Nobody gets, no healthy man, 51 years old, gets pneumonia in August. It was planned. It was sickening with the fire, these fires, the sickening. Anyway, so I was like, you have pneumonia, because I've had it twice. And they're going to do what they did when I had pneumonia twice. And they're going to give you such and such, and you're going to come home. No. He went to the hospital, and they locked me out and drugged him to the absolute hilt. This is a perfectly healthy 51-year-old man on zero prescription drugs, zero pre-existing conditions, wouldn't allow me in for 2 weeks while they slowly murdered him with the protocol. So do you think I have any politics at this time? I have zero, and not against you or anything. You're just doing a poll, but I have zero politics. They are all in on it. They are all bad. It's two wings. It's the same bird. So I don't even, you're wasting your time doing this, because there is no such thing as, who are you going to vote for? I mean, it doesn't matter who we vote for.
All right. Well, it seems like you do really have some strong opinions that we would actually very much like to have, like, on record, because we actually, like, no matter what, like, let's say people think, we still do want to get everybody's opinions, mm-hmm. because we think everybody's opinions are just as important.
Yeah, we can have a town hall. You can have a town hall and let me speak, because they sure don't want us to have our, and I'm nothing against you, I promise, but they sure don't want us that have had our, stories of victims of this sickening agenda. It just seemed to go away, didn't it? No, it didn't go away for those of us that had our loved ones killed in the hospital. And it's crazy that so many people, they don't know it. They don't realize it yet because they don't have medical records and they don't want to know what really went on in those hospitals. For 2 weeks, my husband was basically drugged.
Ma'am?
Had his lungs flooded with fluids from remdesivir that they gave him to make him sicker, to get him on a ventilator, and they suffocated and drowned him. And then they euthanized him and made me sit at home and say that I couldn't even see my husband unless I agreed to have him put down, basically.
Hello.
No, you can see him on Zoom.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. You can see him on Zoom. If you want to see him on Zoom, you can see him on Zoom, but you need to make the choice to have your husband euthanized, because they had done so much damage with the protocol that Trump was involved in, and the Democrats, and the Republicans. I mean, I've seen all this. Yes.
I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to let you go, because we have, like, overpassed the limit of the surveys, but I'm so sorry you went through what you did. But I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, and